We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. When you go all out, drive an SUV that's all in. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is time for another edition of Roy Williams Live. Man, we're happy to be here with you from Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, talking Tar Heel hoops for the next hour or so alongside the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. My name is Jones Angel. Again, we appreciate you being here with us on a Monday, January the 14th. And of course, you can be a part of the show as we move through the hour. You can slip your questions in for Coach. We have a bunch, but we can, of course, get to some more. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Casey's back in the studio. Casey will take your question. He will send it to us here at the restaurant, and we'll get to that. You can also send me a tweet during the show through social media. At Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. I think we're up and running on Facebook Live as well. If you want to put a question in the comments of our Facebook Live stream as well, then we'll see if we can grab a couple out of there. But let's chat with the head coach first. And, Coach, great to be with you again as always. And a bit of an up-and-down week for your team. Carolina picked up a very nice road win on Tuesday night, 90-82 in Raleigh against NC State. But after that... fell to Louisville in Chapel Hill on Saturday afternoon. And the week kind of reminded me of something you said earlier in the year, and that is you feel like your team's taking some steps forward, but then also taking some steps back as you move through this campaign.
No question. I thought we took take a great step forward, winning on the road. You got two road wins and come back, and then we took about 77 steps backwards. But I'm okay. I told them I thought I was going to die during a game, but if I did, I was going to take their butts with me, so it's all right. So. Now, you think I'm kidding, but that is what I told them. So it's not a big deal. But, no, we did not play well at all against Louisville. They had a little more pep in their step, a little more energy, a little more attention to detail, shot the ball better. We were a step or two late in everything we did. It was a kind of feeling after that game that, thankfully, I haven't had very often right. in 31 years because I wouldn't be able to handle that very well at all. But we brought them back in on Sunday, did a little work on the court, not a lot, spent a little time out there, and then watched a lot of tape, and then finished the tape session today. and then started on Notre Dame and had a good hour and 45 minutes out on the court. We ran a little bit late, but that's okay too. And so I just got Wanda and the family to come pick me up at the gym because I didn't have enough time to go back because I kept them out there a little bit longer, and that's all right. Mm-hmm. And we got to play better.
You, as you've said, you have not had to deal with that difficult of a loss very often in your career. How do you handle it with the guys maybe differently now than you would have when you were a younger coach, or how do you try to grow from that kind of game?
I had that question today on the ACC conference call, and I said in the old days I would have brought them in on Sunday and we'd run until four or five or six of them threw up. But I've gotten a little more intelligent or mellow, depending on if you talk to me or my former players. They all think I've mellowed a great deal. But we tried to coach them, brought them back in, told them I was not pleased, not satisfied, not happy, and showed them why we were not pleased and not happy, and expect some change. And it's the bottom line is it's. I had an uncle one time said, "You're crazy. You're doing your whole life on what a 16, 17, 18-year-old does under pressure."
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the college level, so I just changed it to 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old. But, no, it was I was not pleased, still not pleased, never will forget it. And but we got to move on. If you live in the past, you don't get much done, but you got to learn from the past. And
sure,
hopefully we'll learn from that and give better concentration and better effort both.
Coach, one thing you said just in the immediate aftermath of the game and the postgame I thought was interesting. You said you felt as though your team needed to be better at finding ways to win when it wasn't shooting the ball at a high level.
Well, you know, we've made a living on winning games ugly. I mean, you know, we have some games where we all look nice and the ball goes in and everybody's running up and down and the fans are cheering and all that stuff. But we won a heck of a lot of games ugly, too.
Sure.
We haven't won one daggum game this year ugly. And you got to be able to grind it out and get down and guard somebody, shoot a terrible percentage. And when we've won games this year, we've shot the ball in the basket or we've had a great rebound margin. I mean, the two biggest things. Or we're just more gifted. But we haven't won any of those games ugly, and so I think that it is something that we need to work on. One night a long time ago, I went in at halftime, at the end of the game, and I was at Kansas, and I was so mad. We shot 27% for the game, but we won by 11 because they shot 21% because every move they made, we were there in their face. And so, again, the defensive woes that we've had have been able to be hidden by either good shooting or, you know, the Gonzaga game, good shooting or rebounding at North Carolina State or something like that.
Just one more thing, Coach, about that game. Then we'll take a break. We are going to talk some about the state game and then get to general questions, of course, as we always do, Coach. It was no individual on Saturday, but it felt like when Kobe picked up those early fouls, it just kind of threw you guys out of whack a little bit. Did you feel that way, too, just the fact that he had to sit so long in the first half?
Well, as part of it, you know, he's a point guard. He's really for a freshman, really having a good year. But I'm tired of thinking of him as a freshman. We've played 16 games now. You're supposed to be a better player. And two turnovers and two fouls in the first 2 minutes and 35 seconds is not good. And Luke going 3 for 14 is not good. And so he's a senior. So it wasn't just Kobe. But you name anything other than we probably looked really good running out in warm-ups, but after that, we freaking didn't do anything. It looked good to me.
I tell you what, we're going to take a break.
Sorry, just understand, I'm not happy. There's not one daggum thing you can say to make me say anything good about the game Saturday. If we play our butts off tomorrow, then we'll have a little bit better idea. If we don't, it's going to be Track City.
We are going to find some good things to say about the game at NC State, though, when we come back. And we're going to start getting your questions here coming up soon as well. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. You know that phone number by now. You can give that one a call. Give your question to Casey. He's going to give it to us. We'll tackle those as we move through the show. You can also send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We're going to have fun tonight here at Top of the Hill Restaurant alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. It's his show. It's Roy Williams live from Lear Field.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed. And nearly 50% of teens and young adults admit to texting while driving. I'm joining Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents to urge you to put down the phones when driving. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. No text is worth a life. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You. UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It is the Monday, January 14th edition of Roy Williams Live. Quick reminder, and we'll tell you one more time later in the show, but next week, moving to Tuesday next week, Carolina for the first time this season plays on Monday night, or at least first time in ACC season, plays on Monday night next week against Virginia Tech. So no show, obviously. We will be here on Tuesday night next week instead of Monday night. So just keep that in mind. If you're planning on joining us, we'll be here on Tuesday next week. You can listen a lot of different ways, your local Tar Heel Sports Network affiliate, maybe through the Go Heels website or app, the TuneIn app. We mentioned we're on Facebook Live. You can receive it as a podcast as well the next day. Appreciate you being here, however you are listening tonight. And, of course, big crowd here in the restaurant as well. Coach, wanted to look back to the game on Tuesday night quickly over in Raleigh. And lots to like about that game. You had all five starters in double figures. You had three players registered double-doubles. First time that's happened in a game since 2012. And picked up a really quality road win, 90-82 over NC State.
I think one of the biggest things that I liked is we had three guys in double figures on rebounds. Two of them were perimeter players.
Yeah.
Because that's where we need to get more help rebounding the balls from Kenny and Cam and Nasir, those guys, and have two of those guys. In fact, Cam was in double figures rebounds and didn't play the last 12 minutes.
Right.
And that's another thing, you know, to be able to go down the stretch and make plays without Cam, who's been probably our most effective player at this point in the season. And so, yeah, they were a lot of good things. We still turned the ball over a little bit crazy-like, but the bottom line is we played well enough to get out of their building with a W.
Scary moment there with Cam. I mean, it was glad that it ended up being nothing more than cramps, not to minimize that, but it was scary there for a minute. Thought there may be something more serious.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I was walking out there, I don't mind telling anybody, I had this terrible feeling in my stomach. That kid's gone through enough, and I didn't want him to have to go through anything more. And so when I got out there and he said he had cramps, I said, well, the heck with you. I just went back to the bench. that's all it is. You're going to hurt like crazy, but you'll be all right. But we showed the clip in the and with the team. And it looked funny. I mean, you know, not ha, ha, ha at the time, but now that you know what, I said, it can't be look like you're dead. And when I said that, about that time on the tape, he picks his head up and looks and then lays his head back down again. So I thought he was playing possum or something over there. But cramps, I've been fortunate, knock on wood, I've never really had much of an area of cramps. And everybody that has those things say they're terribly painful. And he felt like it was. And they were back in the locker room trying to do everything they could to get him to where he could come back out. But I just didn't want to take a chance. And so we went ahead with what we had.
I had a chance to talk to Cam about it. He said he took a magnesium pill. He drank some pickle juice. I don't know where they found pickle juice, but found pickle juice for him to have and all kinds of stuff.
Jen Townsend, who's our academic girl, she's jack of all trades. She went up to concession stands and asked some people for pickle juice, and then they took it down there, and he drank some pickle juice. I said, if that had been me, I'd have told, no, my leg feels fine. I wasn't going to drink that crap. So I'd have jumped up and ran back out on the court before I drank that.
Coach, you mentioned the turnovers. It was the second time this year that you've been able to win a game, even with 23 turnovers in the contest. And I guess it speaks to how well your team played in other areas to be able to survive something like that.
Yeah, that's about what it is. But, you know, there's so many, you know, football, they talk about offense and defense, special teams. And it's like that in basketball. There's so many things that go into playing well. And we still haven't played really well all year this year, and so I keep hoping that it's going to come. You've heard me say this before. I just want it in my lifetime.
Right.
And we haven't gotten to that stage. We haven't played effectively on the offensive end as effectively as I think we can, and we haven't played as well defensively as I think we can. And it's been a little bit of they're wonderful kids. Good gosh almighty. Everybody in here would love every one of those kids. You know, there's got to be some toughness, got to be some viciousness about it. You're playing a game, yeah. But by God, I want to win.
Sure.
And I'll give you an example. We had Jock Vaughn at Kansas, and he was the academic All-American of the year. So he's a great student. Everybody loved him. He was our captain. He had a surgery. Every single player on our team showed up at the hospital. Every single player. And, you know, we didn't say anything about it. Every single player showed up there. And we're playing a game one night, and some guy took a cheap shot at him, and Coach Holliday jumped up and said, I said, sit down. Just leave it alone. He said, well, Coach, that was a cheap shot. Just leave it alone. About 6 minutes later, that guy was laying in the corner. Jock's going to get you back. And I like those guys. Tyler Hansbrough, you can't be any nicer, but he would. You hate to say it like this, but he would do anything to win a game. He would almost kill you. You know, and I say it like that, and somebody can criticize me if you want to. That's all right. My mom told me she was going to shoot me 5,000 times, and I never really thought she was going to do it. But with our players, they should be – I've told you this before – they should be aware. You know, but it was. We need a little bit more of that viciousness out there on the court. I mean, if they're going to keep that thing up there from the ceiling or up on the board called a scoreboard, I want to beat your butt. I like everybody in here, but I don't care who you are. I want to beat you. And I'd like our players to feel that way.
Do you have somebody?
Even Granny, she's hopping around. Granddaddy's 94 years old. I like that.
Do you have somebody?
If we play checkers, I try to beat their butts, okay? Come on now.
Do you have somebody on your team that you think can fill that role, Coach, that has a little bit of that mentality?
Well, I can't jump in their body, but I'd try that. But, no, we've got to do it. I mean, it's got to mean enough to you. It really does. I mean, it's got to mean enough to you, and it's something we're working on. Hopefully we'll get them to understand it. But you can't be any nicer kids. I mean,
sure.
Every one of them are just as nice as they can possibly be, but don't, as long as they keep score. If they don't keep score, I don't care. But if they keep score, I know which side I want to be on.
All right, we're going to get to some questions for Coach when we come back. We've already received several throughout the show. We had a bunch built up from the day as well. And don't forget that phone number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or you can send me a tweet at Jones Angel. You know this, Angel has two L's at the end. We'll start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Heels when we return. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield Directors' Cup.
the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Top of the Hill restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. And if you love Carolina athletics, no matter what it is, Carolina basketball, Carolina football, Tar Heel baseball, women's betting, whatever, we hope you can support your favorite athletes and support Carolina athletics through the Rams Club. Rams Club members make the Carolina experience possible for Tar Heels in all 28 sports. Become a part of the team. Make a life-changing impact for Carolina student athletes. Join the Rams Club today. You can do it for as little as $100 a year. RamsClub.com is the website. Smith Center holds 21,750 people. There's 16,000 people in the Rams Club. He's telling me we can't get 21,000 people in the Rams Club, and we can fill up the Smith Center for sure. So check it out. RamsClub.com is the website. New polls out today. Tar Heels number 13 in the AP poll, 15 in the coaches poll. Other ACC teams, Duke stays at number one, Virginia at number four, Virginia Tech checks in at number nine, Florida State at number 11, NC State at 17. Louisville is receiving votes. Other teams Carolina has played this year, Michigan at number two, Gonzaga checks in at five, Kentucky at number 12. There are two ACC games tonight and involving a couple of those ranked teams. In fact, Duke is hosting Syracuse. That game started at 7 o'clock, 18-12. Blue Devils with an early lead about 7 minutes in that one in Durham. Florida State on the road at Pitt, 12-10. Again, very early in that game, Florida State with the early advantage there. Coach, going to get to some questions here in just a second, okay. but some big news today around Carolina, the University of North Carolina, finding out that Chancellor Carol Folt announcing that she is going to step down at the end of this academic year. And I know you've worked closely with Chancellor Folt on a couple things through these last couple of years.
Yes, she's the last year or so, it's been a very difficult time. She has been in a no-win situation, yep. And it's been very, very difficult. And it's a situation I feel like sometimes I'm in over there on the bench, like I've got to do this or got to do that, but I don't know if it's going to make any difference in the game. But she's just done an admirable job. She's been tough enough under the really tough circumstances with the NCAA stuff and now the stuff about Silent Sam. It hasn't been an easy time to be a chancellor here. And again, it's particularly this last thing, there's really no perfect answer for her, and it's just been a very difficult time. I hope she moves along, gets her beach house, gets her chair, sits out there on the beach, and thinks about all the problems somebody else can be handling, not her.
We certainly wish the chancellor the best, and she will be here, as we mentioned, through the rest of the academic year. All right, let's get to some questions. Coach, this one came in from Andrew via Twitter during the show. Wondered if you could comment on Brandon Robinson's improved shooting. He said it really seems like Brandon's very confident in his shot right now, and it's going in a whole bunch, too, which helps.
Yeah, you know, he made made the three from the far corner across from our bench at State and then missed the little short one right in front of him. But I think the biggest thing is he's taken better shots. In the past, he hasn't had the greatest shot selection in the world, and I think that's been big for him. And he's been doing a better job, and I think he's been getting a few more minutes at crunch time during when it's important time because of that.
Coach, another question via Twitter came from Marty. He said he has feels like your team has gone zone a little bit more here recently, more than normal. Do you feel like this team gets better results defensively by playing the zone than maybe some of your previous teams?
Well, we went zone for only two plays in the entire game against Louisville, but we did go zone.
Pittsburgh was
Pittsburgh, yeah. You know, because we couldn't guard them. You know, they kept driving by us, and so I think it helped us up there. I don't think we played we tried to get in the zone one time against State, but I can't remember if we ever even got into the zone against State. But I've coached it every year. We have it every year. I just hate it. But sometimes things I hate may help us win the game, too. We played 100 years ago. We played UCLA the year after they won the national championship, and I was coaching at Kansas, and we could not stop them. And so halftime, I drew up a zone. We hadn't even practiced it one time, not one time. But when reading about the stuff the kids talked about, how they hated to play against the zone. So we went out in the second half and stood there like idiots with our hands up in the air. And they started panicking and taking bad shots. And we came from 19 down and won the game.
There you go.
And so we've done some things like that because it does help you. But I just don't feel like I enjoy watching us stand there. And I want to be more aggressive and see if we can take the ball. But it has helped us win some games. And it's something you need to have. So we've practiced it every year.
And certainly there's some times just through Carolina's history when Coach Williams has been here, the 05 NCAA tournament. Yeah. Tar Heels went zone a couple times with a lot of success.
Because we had Raymond Felton is really the only point guard we had, and Raymond had some foul trouble, and so we tried to protect him, and then we tried to do it. We had it available in the Final Four in St. Louis, too, but never went to it there.
Coach, you were talking about kind of the quality of kids that you have on your team. A semi-related question. Jalen Snazza sent this one in, and Jalen said, who are some of your more enjoyable players to coach from an entertainment standpoint? Jalen says his is Theo Pinson. He says that guy could light up any room that he walked into.
Did you guys see Theo's highlights last week?
Yeah, 43.
43, 7 for 13 from three-point line. And then he goes up and plays 13 minutes at the NBA level with the Knicks a couple of games. But, no, Theo's a guy. He could Theo could make you laugh at almost any time. Now, sometimes not. Like, he couldn't have made me laugh after the game Saturday. You know, that wasn't going to happen. My grandchildren are the only thing that could have made me laugh after the game on Saturday. But Theo was that guy, much more so. But we have a lot of guys that have had wonderful sense of humor that would say some things. And we had a little deal Friday night, and one guy was asked, who does the best imitation of Coach Williams? And everybody said, Huff. And so they asked Brandon Huffman to demonstrate, and he got up, and he was really hilarious. I mean, I did tell the story that I wasn't here. In fact, I was a high school coach. Coach Smith used to tell this, that there was a scramble for a loose ball, guys diving on each other and piling on like you would in little kids. And all of a sudden, Phil comes out of the pile dribbling the ball, and he dribbles over in front of Mr. Lacey, and he holds his hand out. Nowadays, what would everybody do? Oh, they'd fist pump the guy. So, but Mr. Lacey was a different generation. He held his hand out. So Phil dropped his tooth in his hand and dribbled across the 10-second line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I loved that. And so when Huff told the story, he said, yeah, he said, Phil Ford went down, and he came out, and he broke his neck, but he kept playing. So sometimes the stories get a little bit exaggerated, but Huff can make people laugh with some of the things he says as well.
Coach actually had a couple of questions about Brandon Huffman. Amy Cook, one of them, via Twitter. She said, really impressed with Brandon's limited minutes that he played in the Louisville game. Just wanted to know your thoughts on his progress and how he continues to evolve as a player.
Well, he's been hurt almost all year, and he really has had stuff at the end of practice. Now he still goes over on a bike, doesn't run sprints with everybody else. But I felt like we were not guarding Enoch, number 23. Mm-hmm. Let's get another big guy in there and see if we can change that. He blocked the shot. The referee made a mistake and called it a goaltending, but it was a good block. And then he goes down, and he scores on the other end. The mistake was we called a secondary break option. Flex is one of our options, and that means that he's got to pass the ball. And I was screaming, no, no, no. And he threw it, tried to throw it into Luke, and it was intercepted. But Huff is a force. You've heard me say this, and I'm not trying to be critical. I'm telling you the truth. From 1 foot, he's the best player I've ever had because he can dunk it against anybody. It doesn't matter how big, how strong, how quick. And that's a talent. A lot of guys can't dunk it from any time with a trampoline. You know what I mean? he can do that, and he blocks shots. He's really a force around the basket, but he's just trying to get him to get out on the court 20 feet from the basket and make a play. They just call the wrong play.
Coach, this is probably the $16 million question here from Graham via Twitter. Wants to know how you're working with this team to try to become more consistent. I would think that's something that you're thinking about and working on all the time.
It's, you know, you want to get more consistent. You want to get better defensively. And we go to work every day. And it's we put in a couple hours every day. We have meetings. We watch tape. We do everything. And I told them one great thing of learning is not just teaching. The other part of it, accepting what you're being taught, that's called learning. And so we still spend some good bit of time on that. But, you know, for me, it's just trying to do it every day, trying to do the best job you can, trying to get the kids to buy into it, trying to get them to learn. And sometimes you go wacko. I went wacko at practice, you know, just about a half hour ago, and I thought it was well deserved. And that so it's just something you got to keep trying to do. Some kids learn it at a quicker rate. Some kids accept what you say. The greatest example I've ever had of a group of kids accepting what the coaching was my first year at Kansas. Larry Brown had been there. They'd won a national championship. And here comes this guy who had never been a head coach. And from the first day, they accepted what I told them and bought into everything. And that was the neatest thing that's ever happened to me in my 31 years as head coach. And if those kids hadn't done that, Roy Williams wouldn't be sitting here right now. But those kids said, let's trust this guy. Let's do what he says, and let's do it to the best of our ability. And they did, and we did okay.
We have more to do here on the show. We're going to take a commercial break, but still take your questions. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel with two L's at the end. A lot of questions still to get to, but we want yours as well. Just about halfway through our show here on Monday, January 14th, Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, and Roy Williams live from Learfield.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like it. Come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside. Then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit Combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds, plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey, Harbon, have you tried Chick-fil-A's new frosted coffee?
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's great for study breaks or for a little pick-me-up during the day. Come try it at Chick-fil-A University Place.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Isn't that where they have college night every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. Come buy a large fry and a large beverage.
And get a free original sandwich or an 8-count nugget for free.
Did you say free?
Yeah, I said it free.
Also, if you want a tailgate, we got you covered.
Swing by and order a large nugget tray today.
Don't forget your gallon of sweet tea.
Thank you. Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It's Roy Williams live. I came in hot there. I
scared you. It scared me. I jumped.
A couple of updates from around Carolina athletics. A lot of the spring sports kind of starting, and the winter sports, of course, chugging along. Spring sports starting to think about getting started here. In fact, women's tennis started their year, number three in the nation. Brian Kalbas has a top five program every single year. They started 2-0, topping Elon 6-1 and Charlotte 4-0 this past weekend. Their next action comes this upcoming weekend in Las Vegas as part of the Freeman Memorial Invitational. Men's tennis, Sam Paul, his guys, number six in the country. Their season starts on Saturday. They host Bucknell and Wofford, both on Saturday here in Chapel Hill. Congratulations to Carolina Gymnastics, opened the 2019 season with a first place finish on the road in the Lindsey Ferris Invitational. Men's soccer, sophomore defender John Nelson, drafted number 10 overall in the MLS Super Draft. He's going to FC Dallas. He's the 16th selection and 8th first-round selection in 8 seasons under head coach Carlos Somuano. And we mentioned Theo Pinson. I had this note down, wanted to mention Theo having just a terrific year in the G League, averaging almost 20 points per game. He's at 19.9, better than 6 assists, almost 6 rebounds per game, shooting 46% from the floor, almost 40% from three. He's hit a team high 57 three-pointers this year, and as coach mentioned, had a 43-point game last week. So big congratulations to Theo. He's on that two-way contract, kind of bouncing between the G League and the big club, and great to see Theo having some success.
Two things really funny. One is that one of the guys said, yeah, and he used to pull up and shoot in the Smith Center, and everybody go,
that's right.
And Theo always talked about it himself. And then the other thing is that you know, Justin Jackson got 28.
Yeah, that's right.
And it may have been last week or so, but there was one play where he's trying to guard Steph Curry, and Steph crossed him over, and he went down. And so Kenny Williams and Eric Coots mimicked that and sent it back to him, and it got out to Joel and Theo also. So Justin's had a tough time with that one, trying to put up with it.
Coach, we had a question from here in the restaurant. Steve is here with us today. Wanted to ask about Nasir Little, how you feel like Nasir is adjusting to the college game. And said every now and then it looks like Nasir's a little unsure or tentative on the floor. And have you seen that as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ray Charles would see it. Yeah. It's the kind of thing. Gosh, I shouldn't say things like that. Okay, so I apologize. Don't write me any freaking letters. I got enough things to do. Okay, but it was a guy who is not knowledgeable in basketball could see that. So it's he's a great kid. He's handling his stuff better than anybody I can ever possibly imagine. And maybe one of his best practices was today, and maybe another one of them was last Friday.
Great.
And so we're hoping that Saturday morning he woke up, he was sick, didn't eat pregame meals, throat was really sore. And I think I may have even gave him too many opportunities or played him too much during the game on Saturday. It's getting a little bit better today. But, no, he's the most explosive athlete that I've ever seen, ever coached, not seen, but the most one I've ever coached. And just a great, great kid, and he's going to get better and better and better.
Good question, Steve. Yeah. Thank you. And a question, Coach, via Twitter from Seth. We're going to make it our Cruisers question of the night. I could have just given it to Steve. He's right here. But we're going to give it to Seth. Cruisers question of the night. So $25 gas gift card coming Seth's way, courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. You're good to go at Cruisers. Seth wants to know, with the lack of a natural low post score, kind of in the mold of a Tyler Hansbrough, Sean May, or whoever you'd like to mention, how would you like your team to create good scoring opportunities in the half court if they are not shooting as well from the outside?
I think the biggest problem we're having on the offensive end, of course, is turning it over. Make the easiest play you can make. If I make the easiest play, and make the easy play, and you make the easiest play, and you make the easiest play, and you make the easiest play, all of a sudden that might be the one that leads directly to a layup.
Sure.
Instead of trying to hit a home run. So taking care of the ball, not turning over, is the first thing. Second thing is we've got to get good spacing, because if you can't throw the ball into the low post, you still got to get it to the basket. It's been really difficult when Sterling was available, had Sterling and Garrison, and because they just hang around in the low post. If you have people in the low post, you're not going to have any driving lanes to the basket. So first of all is take care of the ball, make the easy play. get better spacing, and along with the better spacing, get better movement. If you do that, you still have a chance, because I'm always saying get the ball inside by pass or dribble.
Yeah.
You know, Ty Lawson was the greatest that I've ever had at driving the ball to the basket. But we had guys that would have better space, and they had to go guard Wayne. They had to go guard Danny. Tyler Hansbrough knew what the heck was going on. He'd get out of the way. And, you know, so Ty was able to drive the ball to the basket and give us something on the offensive end in the lane without it just being to Tyler Hansbrough.
Good question, yep. Seth. Thank you. And it's our Cruisers question of the night. We'll get in contact with you after the show and make sure that we hook you up with your $25 free gas gift card from Cruisers. Couple other questions, Coach, for our next break. Katie Gruner sent this one in and wanted to know, is there one main philosophy, and obviously there's a lot of things you talk to your team about, but one main philosophy or thought that is the core that you instill with your players to try to make them better both on and off the court?
Oh, gosh. If I just had to pick one, if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability. Don't halfway do something. If you're going to be a basketball player, be the best player you can be. If you're going to be a defensive player, be the best you can be. Don't cheat yourself. And it's something I tell you, Saturday night I had no desire to go to recruiting. None. But I went recruiting because I want to do the best I can. I was going to go if we won. We got our butts beat, kicked, tarred and feathered, everything you can do. We got our tails beat. I went recruiting. Sunday after practice, I didn't want to go recruit. I went recruiting again. And so I tell our guys, just if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability, but don't just halfway and then act like it's important to you. So for us, I'm always pushing guys, try to be the best you can be and work as hard as you can work. Don't leave any stone unturned. Don't let somebody outwork you, because that might be the guy that's guarding you.
Yep.
It might be the guy that you're going to compete with for that job later on. It might be the guy that you're competing with for that promotion later on. So I'm big on just do the best you can.
Tell you what, let's take
sort
another
of corny.
No, it was good advice and everything. Yeah. Let's take a quick break because I'm going to stay on time. I'm promising.
Good,
I'm going to my best of my ability to stay on time tonight. So we're going to take a commercial break. Come back.
You don't have any ability.
That's true. I got to outwork them if I don't have any. We got to take a quick break. Come back. More to do with Coach after this from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Go, ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. Have about 15, 20 minutes left on the show. Okay, couple things. Keep you up to date on those scores from those two ACC games going on. Duke and Syracuse tied at 31, about 6 minutes to go in the first half in Durham. Florida State with a two-point advantage against Pitt. That's on the road at Pitt, 26-24. Pittsburgh just picked up its first ACC win. I believe it was 23 consecutive losses they had in conference play before they got the win over Louisville last week. Had a close loss at State this weekend and now playing Florida State well up in Pittsburgh. Secondly, need to give a big happy birthday. Coach and I were fortunate enough to get a nice little piece of birthday cake during that last time out. And we've got five birthdays on the table on our left here in the next couple of weeks. Diane Rosenbluth, Lenny Rosenbluth, we know him, Aaron Levy, Bob Broad, and Stephen Rich. Happy birthday whenever those birthdays are coming, guys. And thank you for that piece of cake. We appreciate it.
Every birthday for this group over here is like me. You like those.
That's right. Everyone's a good one.
Everyone's a good one.
And if you're here in the restaurant with us, we have our Alumni Hall giveaway in the next commercial break. We have this UNC heavyweight tray that we're giving away today. Alumni Hall located just down the street here on Franklin Street. If you don't win this tray tonight, no big deal. Just scoot down to Alumni Hall, get one yourself, or you can go to alumnihall.com. And you'll be in business. I'm going to peel the price tag off that bad boy right there. You're not even going to know how lucky you are when you win this tray here coming up in the next commercial break. All right, Coach, let's get to some questions. This one came from James Gilbert. James, a frequent question asker here on the show. We were talking about turnovers a little bit earlier. He wanted to know, do you guys chart turnovers by their type? And he said, by example, or for example, bad angle on a pass, getting caught in a double team, et cetera. And also, do you chart them by location on the court?
Do not chart them on location on the court. But see, we watch clips of every game, and the North Carolina State game, the Gonzaga game, we've had games where we show every turnover so we can show them and say, this is what you could have done or should have done. But at the same time, I mean, Kobe's first turnover in the game, he's dribbling the ball. And everybody in here can dribble the ball. And all of a sudden, he was patting the air because the ball was not underneath his hand, and he dribbled it right to the other guy.
Right.
So, you know, there's only so much you can do. You can say, okay, son, you need to dribble the ball better. You know. But so we showed that. That's carelessness. What it is, every turnover is either carelessness or selfishness. Selfishness is when you're trying to make a great play. I hear the funny thing the other day. I'm watching ESPN, which is my only channel, and they're talking about football. And Tom Brady, they said he's second worst in the NFL this year in throwing through the window. I never saw a window on a football field in my entire life that open or close or whatever. But they're talking about tight. He was second worst in the NFL. It's the worst year he's ever had, a ratio of touchdowns to interceptions. It's the worst year he ever had for yardage gained. And they're going through all this stuff. You know, bottom line is it was 28-7 when I flicked it over after, you know, the game.
Right.
You know, and
then
he's still playing, but I think you can analyze yourself to death. I have on a white jersey. If you have on a blue jersey, I'm not going to throw you the ball. I'm going to throw it to you. You have a white jersey on. That's pretty simple.
Right.
I'm not going to dribble in a crowd. I had one the other day. Walker Miller got it inside on a rebound. He pumped fake, pivoted. I said, Walker, there's 11 people in that phone booth. Why don't you just throw the ball outside? You know, there's only so much you can do, but don't turn the ball over. It's pretty good. That guy's got a different jersey. And we talk all the time. I think great quarterbacks always see the defense. And guys in basketball that make a lot of turnovers don't ever see the defense. So we work on those kind of things. We talk about it all the time. And today I said, Coach Davis, would you have thrown that pass that seventh just through? No. I said, I wouldn't have either, and I didn't even have an angle. I mean, but you've got to make a decision at some time. Do not put the ball in jeopardy. And if you do that, you're going to calm your turnovers down a great deal.
We're going to take a timeout. If you're here with us in the restaurant, get those tickets. We're going to be giving away that big tray from Alumni Hall during this next commercial break. More questions for Coach after this from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Go, Neo!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Back here at Top of the Hill Restaurant. Thanks for being with us tonight. It's Roy Williams Live. Just about 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes to go on the show. Couple of reminders. It's going to be a busy stretch here for the Tar Heels before our next show. Heels have Notre Dame tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the Smith Center. We'll talk about that game coming up in our final segment. Tar Heels on the road this weekend at Miami. That is a noon game on Saturday. And then the Heels play on Monday next week. So don't forget the show next week on Tuesday with Carolina. We'll play 3 times between now and then. So we'll have a lot to talk about with the head coach of the Tar Heels. If you are a Carolina Insider podcast listener, we have a Tar Heel player with us tomorrow. Leaky Black going to join us on the show. Enjoy talking to Leaky today. So if you're a listener, you'll get to enjoy that. If not, then you should be. You can subscribe anywhere you get your favorite podcast. We're on iTunes, the Apple store, the Android store, all of it. So check it out. We have a good time on the show and have had been lucky enough to get some great guests. Okay, let's get two more questions here for Coach before we finish things up tonight. Coach, this one comes from Clayton via Twitter. Wanted to know your thoughts about the new hook and hold flagrant one foul. Do you like it? Do you dislike it? I do believe the officials went to the monitor to check on that on an early play in the game against Louisville this past Saturday.
I have no idea.
It hadn't come into play yet.
I saw one on the tube the other night, one game I was watching, and that's what they – and so they both the announcers said, well, we don't think that's what it is, and then they came out and said it was, and they called it a flagrant one. And I was believing the announcers, everything they said. So that's a hard one for me, and you're right. They went to the monitor because I thought it was going to be what a player did to Nasir. They called a foul on the Louisville player against Nasir, and they were checking to see if that's what it was. But that one's hard for me to understand a little bit right now.
This is from Graham via Twitter. Wanted to know, and we were talking about Coby White a little bit earlier, just your thoughts on Coby. He's obviously had a lot on his plate starting every game that he's been available as a freshman at the point guard spot. A lot of really good guards haven't done that in their tenure at Carolina. Just your thoughts on how he's handled all the information that it's been thrown at him.
Well, it has been a lot thrown at him. I mean, he played at a smaller school in our state and was the leading scorer in the history of North Carolina high school basketball, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And he's going to be a big-time scorer, but I like point guards who can score, and I think he is a point guard. I think he's thinking the game better and better all the time. I question guys during the practice, and I probably question Coby more than anybody else. And it's a learning process, his statistics, match up pretty well with a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. And yet his assist-error ratio is not good. And so Kendall Marshall's would be, you know, off the charts, and maybe Kendall's three-point shooting percentage wouldn't be as good. But he's going to be really, really good. And it's a difficult spot. It's the most difficult spot to be able to play as a freshman. And I think he's doing a really good job. I want more. He wants more. We're not satisfied, and he's got to get better every day.
He seems like one of those guys, just from a couple of road situations this year, the state game, where he enjoys kind of that aspect of it, going into to somebody's building, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and he's a competitive kid, and he's going to be really good defensively, too. He'll get after you defensively and make it uncomfortable. He's just got to be able to do it without fouling. And right now he fouls a little bit too much. But, no, he's going to make Tar Heel people happy.
Let's take one final break. We're going to look ahead to tomorrow, Carolina hosting Notre Dame. Quick turnaround for the Tar Heels, back on the court tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about the Irish and wrap things up when we return to Top of the Hill and Roy Williams live from Learfield.
What do customers think about Bojangles' Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like it. Come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, and then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles' Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
All right, we have about 2 minutes left on the show. Again, want to thank everybody for listening, watching, being here with us in the restaurant. We have had terrific crowds all season long at the radio show. We appreciate another big one here tonight at Top of the Hill. So, Coach, Carolina right back at it pretty quickly here tomorrow night against Notre Dame, and just another good, solid, talented ACC team coming to the Smith Center for a big-time matchup.
Well, in this league, it doesn't make any difference where you play. You've got to be ready every day. And I think in my mind, and some of the kids said to Sean, in fact, Sean was not here. He had a death in his family. His grandmother passed away, and he missed the game Saturday. But he sent those guys a text, and they said, well, you know, they lost to Pitt, and we got them at home and all this kind of stuff. You better be able to play. Mm-hmm. You better strap it on and be ready to play on game day, regardless of who that you're playing. And that's the way we've got to look at Notre Dame. Had a big win this weekend. They're down to 8 scholarship players because of a couple of injuries. But they'll come in here knowing that somebody gave us a whipping. And they'll try to do the same thing. things that we've got to be ready to play and have a much more attention to detail and a much greater effort.
They do play a fair amount of zone defensively, do they not?
They played four possessions of man in the game against Boston College and every other one, so it's probably a 70-possession game of zone this past weekend.
Obviously, your team's going to be looking to bounce back a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't say obviously. I thought obviously we're going to play our butts off on Saturday, and we right. didn't do it, you know, because obviously I was about to go crazy over there on the sideline. So I told them just wanted a little bit closer to what I want. We'll be all right.
So that is a 9 o'clock game, late night end
That's
of the
season. That's either 12 o'clock on Saturday or 9 o'clock, one of the two. 12
right.
noon or 9 o'clock is where our schedule is going, and neither one of those are great. But you know what? We get to play, and I'm glad I'm not a football coach. I don't have to wait a whole week. Now we can go back out and see what happens sooner.
We'll be on the air 8 o'clock tomorrow
Thank
to get you
guys.
Ready for that one. Coach, great to see you.
Thank you
for your
much.
Time,
Thank
as
you.
Always. Quick reminder again, 9 o'clock tomorrow, we're on the air at 8, and no show next week on Monday. We will have a show next week, but it is moving to Tuesday since the Heels play on Monday night. For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live.
Live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.